This is Cheryl Giesbrecht, and here is our second day at the International Christian Retail Show in Cincinnati, Ohio. And it's just my joy to be here with my dear friend Heidi McLaughlin, and she has written this amazing book. I've already started reading it at home. It's called Restless for More: Fulfillment in Unexpected Places. And Heidi has such a huge heart for women and for teaching God's Word, because Heidi knows that God's Word is the only thing that can transform lives. So Heidi, share with us how you decided to write this book.
Cheryl, first of all, it's such a joy to be here with you in Cincinnati and experiencing all that's going on at this conference. So what inspired me to write this book is I have been speaking to women audience all over North America for over almost 25 years. And I've noticed in the last 5 years that women just feel overwhelmed. They feel anxious. More bulimia, more depression. And what I hear mostly is, whatever I do, all the demands that I try to fulfill, it just seems to be never enough. And I believe from listening to women that we've lost our way. There's so much out there, demands, choices. We live in an era of overabundance, and I think we need to find our way back to find that joy and fulfillment and contentment that I know we're all looking for.
You know, there's a yearning within in women, and I think we try and fill it up with other things. And you talk a little bit about that in the book. As people are trying to search for God, do you find that they think that they know that they need God, or do you think that they don't know and they want to pay attention to this hunger, this yearning, but they're not sure what to do next? What do you think about that?
And that is exactly right. I think we hope that just because we know God that our life will be fulfilled, but we don't take the time to spend with God to find out what it is that He wants us to do, how to spend our time, how are we spending our time, how are we exerting our energy. And Jesus wants to give us what He gave the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. He says, I know that you've had 5 husbands and you're living with your 6th, but I have something better for you. I have for you living water that will fulfill all of us. And that living water is that Jesus wants to give us, gives us the abundant life of the joy, peace, and all that we need. And I think we need to come back to that place of just receiving that living water. And Cheryl, the only way to receive that is when we get up in the morning and we go into God's Word, and we are reminded how we are to live today, and we are reminded how to spend our time, and we're reminded that living water that we receive, we need to also pour that out to other people. I need to pour that out to you, Cheryl, and all the women around me through the one another principles of love one another, be kind to one another, encourage one another, honor one another, bless one another, pray for one another. And there's 36 of those in the New Testament on how Jesus told us to live out our life. And contrary to the worldview, which says, me, 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 fill me, the more I do, the happier I will be. No, Jesus says, no, pour out that living water that I gave you, pour it out, and when you do, it will come back on you.
That concept of one another is so powerful. When you think about the body of Christ and this whole theme for the conference is unite, it takes more than one person to unite. So which of the one another's, you said there's 36, which one is your favorite?
Cheryl, you know me by now. I pray for one another. And I'm in a prayer group with Cheryl. And even living in different cities, you live in Bakersfield. I live in Kelowna, British Columbia. And then the other friend lives in Alabama. And even through Skype, we can connect and pray. But one-on-one, face-to-face, to pray and to invite God into my life. And, you know, I have 9 grandchildren and 5 children. I'm a stepmom of a blended family. And they live all over the country. And I don't know how to meet their needs on a day-to-day basis. I don't know how to protect them from temptations. I don't know how to teach them on a day-to-day basis. But I have a Father, a Heavenly Father, that I can go to every morning and say, Father, I ask you to walk with our children. I ask you for all these things. And I know that there's a father out there that wants to do that. He's just waiting for us to talk to him.
I love that. Well, in the book, you use a sentence quite a bit, and it's, I believe people have lost their way. So what can you tell our listeners about that phrase?
There is so much out there to distract us. There is so much out there that gives us pleasure. And Cheryl, you and I, we were created to feel pleasure. And there's a lot of options out there for pleasure. And they're distracting. They're everywhere. They're on the internet. They're in stores. There's endless ways to find pleasure these days, and new ones every other day as well. And so we want to pursue all of those, thinking that if I do this thing, if I go on the next vacation, if I buy the next iPhone, if I buy the latest designer purse, I will feel fulfilled. And that never stops. And I believe that we're looking for our fulfillment through success, through acquisitions, through the right relationship, hoping if I marry the right man, he will make me happy, he will fulfill me. And all of those things are good for a little while, and then we find that we're empty again. There's a gnawing in our spirit that just needs more. And we weren't created to fill ourselves with material things. We were created to be filled with spiritual. And so we need to get back to that, the basics of love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. That's the one and only command that God gave us. And when we begin to live it out, that's where the right fulfillment comes. There is no other way.
Mm-hmm. I really love the concept of this book, not only because I've been hearing about it for so long, but I also totally agree with you in that women have too many choices. And yet, the more that we do to feel productive, to feel restful, to feel like we are contributing to the lives of our family, the more that we do, it seems that the behinder we get. And so when you think of someone who is restless, can you kind of tell our listeners what that person would look like? In like, is it a normal church person, or is it somebody that has, she's a young mom, or is she a businesswoman? And then how can we, if we know who this person is, how can we help them to want to take time out to read a book like this? I wonder if we could just give it to them, if we could download it. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, it would be absolutely wonderful. I'm trying to find my own category for the women that are so tired and fatigued, and it is for sure the young moms with the children. They are very, very tired, but it is across all ages, Cheryl. And if there's one thing that I could say, the very first thing that we need to look at is how we spend our time. We've each been given 24 hours a day, but once we spend our time, we can't earn any more. We can't regain it. It is gone. And so it tells us in the Bible over and over again, to how are we spending our time? And it is how, once we begin to look at how we spend our time, we have to decide, is that valuable? Is that a priority? And so it says in Proverbs 6, that look at the ant, you sluggard. Watch its ways. And you know what an ant does? It takes a twig and it takes and piles it on a hill, comes back and does that over and over again, very methodically, very carefully, slowly, and over time, there's a beautiful ant hill. And if we can just look at that to find our ant hill, our priority, what is that I really want at the end of my life? That legacy to be that I have lived well. It all depends on how I am spending my 24 hours a day.
That is so good. Well, what about those who find fulfillment, or they think they feel fulfilled in accomplishments or success? What about them? What would you recommend to them?
Cheryl, you know, I just absolutely love it when women and men of all ages, when we find the gifts and abilities that God has given all of us, and we use them, and we find joy and fulfillment in those. And I just so applaud that. I find such joy in watching people attain that. I think it's just, then we become who God created us to be, but we cannot make that our God. We cannot make our net worth our self-worth, our worth. And once we cross that line where our accomplishments and our success become the things that define us, and if we were to lose them, we would lose ourselves, that is where we have crossed the line, and they have become our God. They have become the thing that we idolize. And it says in the book of Isaiah that I will not share my glory with anyone. And when we begin to glorify our careers, or even as authors and speakers, when we begin to glorify that which God has given us, we've taken our eyes off God. And I think that's where it crosses the line, and then it just begins to rob us more and more and more of our joy, because again, it's never enough. There's always more.
Do you think that social media and technology has impacted the restlessness of our relationships?
110%, absolutely. How often do we stand in line at a Starbucks or somewhere in a store, or we're in a restaurant and everyone is looking at a screen instead of talking to each other? Our children, our grandchildren, we're all addicted to that screen and what's going on back there. But God designed us and created our mind so that we need to be connected to another human being, eyeball to eyeball, face to face, smile to smile, because God designed our brain. So there's a limbic system in our brain that when we talk to other people and we smile and we enjoy each other and we have that great conversation, there's energy that flows back and forth between two people. And when that energy flows, it creates pleasure chemicals in our bodies, serotonin, dopamine, and some wonderful chemicals that actually give us that pleasure we're looking for, but it also helps us to live healthier lives. It literally makes our bodies healthier, and we cannot get that kind of connection when we are behind screens. I mean, it may give us some fun and joy for a while, but we don't have that connection, that healthy body connection that we were designed for.
It's wonderful. So you're saying that we're related, we're created for relationship and community. And this is going to be our last question, because I know that you are going to be going on to do another interview real soon. Can you back up that that idea of creation for relationship? Can you back that up with an example?
I would love to. Well, first of all, we are created for relationship. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The harmony in the Trinity. And we are created in that image. And so we need to be connected intimately in healthy, wonderful relationships. And that is when our lives are so fulfilled. There is an article in Vanity Fair in June of 2015 where a soldier has come back from the war. And yes, they deal with PTSD and they deal with anxiety and all those things, those horrific things that they've gone through. But this article states something very profound. It says, the hardest part for most of those soldiers when they come back is the loss of community, is the loss of having someone beside them 24/7, knowing that someone is there to cover their back, knowing that they're not doing this alone, that they're in a sense of belonging, and that they know that they're in this together with someone else. I think that is our greatest need, to know that we belong, that we have someone that will cover our back, that will be there when we need them.
This fabulous book, Restless for More Fulfillment in Unexpected Places with Heidi McLaughlin, is released actually today at the CBA. And Heidi's going to share her website and then close in prayer, and then she's got to go to other people and other places, right?
Thank you so much, Cheryl, for this wonderful opportunity to be here with you and to talk about these issues. My book is available on Amazon. It is available on my website, heartconnection.ca. And when you buy this book, you get a free downloadable PDF version of the study guide that goes along with the book, which is a free gift for my audience. So I want to just close in prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that no matter where we are, wherever in the world or North America, God, that you are with each one of us. And I pray that you would show us in each one of our lives what it is that we need to go back to, that place of joy and contentment, and to finding that place, God, that you designed for us to be and to live out our life fully in this world and this time that you have given us. Thank you, God. Amen.